They say there's no good news. No good news.
There's no good news.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another No Good podcast with me, Misha Anai, aka No Good Writer, and my co-host, the Anonymous K9. So, do you need more Facebook in your life? What if it was going to help you make more money? Facebook is currently building tools to help independent journalists and writers make money. What kind of tools? How groundbreaking is this thing? When will it launch? That, my friends, is what we're here to talk about. So, these tools that Facebook is developing, they are supposed to make it easier for content creators to not only build businesses online, but to make money from their work. So it's supposed to help in several ways. Now, as of yet, this platform, these tools, whatever you want to call this thing, it doesn't have a name, but there are several details that have been released, including some of the features and the ways that it's supposed to help. For starters, this new Facebook thing is supposed to have a free self-publishing tool that will allow content creators to set up an individual website and create email newsletters. And it's supposed to integrate into Facebook pages, which will allow content creators to publish various types of media. So you're supposed to be able to publish content including photos, live videos, stories, whatever, in your community. Another feature that Facebook advertises with this new thing is the ability to create Facebook groups. Now, why Facebook is advertising this as like one of its key features, I'm not sure, because there are thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands of Facebook groups. But in its press release, Facebook said that you'll be able to create these groups and you'll be able to nurture your community of readers. So I'm thinking that maybe one of the selling points is that you can create these groups and it'll be somewhat seamless with the website that you're able to create and with the email newsletter. It'll probably all work together some kind of way to make it a more seamless and united experience. Now, this new platform, and I'm calling it a platform because, as I said, it does not have a name yet. So that's what we're going to roll with through the rest of this episode. So this new platform is supposed to have features that will help new audiences discover your content, and then features that will help you build direct relationships with that audience. And this is listed as its own feature. Mm-hmm. Now, this one will be interesting to see because we all know that marketing tools are very valuable, especially for small creators. Like, that's what we need, is ways to help us connect with larger audiences. And almost every social media out there, well, at least the major ones, they all have discovery tools that allegedly help introduce your content to new people. But those tools are not offered to everyone equally. Usually, discovery tools are primarily for people who are already generating a buzz, people who already have a solid brand or a large audience. So for Facebook to list this individually as a selling point, that there will be tools that help you connect with new audiences and build relationships, it'll be really interesting to see what those tools are and whether they are delivered to everyone, because you know how social media is, including Facebook. Half of the time, not only do they not offer everyone access to discovery tools, but they don't even want you to connect with your own damn audience. Half the time, they limit your reach on that. So for Facebook now to say that it's going to create this platform and provide tools for you to reach new audiences, the tools themselves, the existence of that wouldn't necessarily be that different. But for a major platform to offer those tools to everyone equally, to actually genuinely help you grow your audience, that would be different. I'm a little skeptical about that, but we will see. This new platform will have insights for writers so you can understand how your content is performing. And we all know Facebook is collecting data. They're going to be collecting data. They're going to be collecting all kinds of information. So I guess they decided to do a favor and pass that along to, you know, the people who actually own the content. They're going to dial you into the data that they're scraping and collecting from your content. And once again, that's pretty standard for anything social media related. I mean, Facebook already has insights. So you would expect, especially when it's a business venture, that they would be able to offer insights. I mean, every platform offers insights, like I said, including Facebook right now. So I don't think that's going to be the part that blows anybody's mind, unless they're offering some new metric, some new data that's not generally collected. Another feature is accelerator services. A lot of times, accelerators are businesses or platforms or groups that either have certain expertise or investment, and they're there to help your business be successful. So for example, there are food startup accelerators, and these accelerators, they do things like they'll examine your business model, your business plan. They'll have workshops. They'll bring in experts or connect you with experts and mentors, and they'll offer access to resources like a commercial kitchen or distribution chain or a manufacturing space to produce your products. Those are the type of roles that accelerators usually play. Now, Facebook said its accelerator services are going to help creators come together and learn best practices. So to me, that sounds like they're blending networking with a library of resources. Maybe videos, maybe tutorials, how-tos, whatever. But who knows? It could be very valuable. Maybe they'll focus on things like regulations and taxes and stuff that small businesses and freelancers that we're often, I mean, you know how it goes. We don't have legal departments and legal teams and all of those good things, especially not in the beginning. So a lot of that stuff, we're just winging it, kind of doing it the best way we can, if we're doing it at all. When it comes to laws and regulations and rules, not too long ago, there was a post on nogoodwords.com about Molly Mae Hegg. She's an influencer, actress, YouTuber person in the UK, and she got cited by authorities because her Instagram giveaway like violated regulations. And not long before that, I put up a post on tips on US regulations for influencers. So when Facebook refers to, you know, helping creators learn best practices, maybe that's the type of thing that they're referring to, which, I mean, that could be really useful, because a lot of small creative businesses, we don't have all of that regulatory knowledge. We don't have legal teams like Instagram giveaways. We don't even know. A lot of people don't even know that a lot of that stuff is regulated and there's certain ways you're supposed to go about it and certain things you're supposed to do. So that could be valuable if that's what it is. But, you know, we'll see. Actually, let's not leave that to chance. Mark Zuckerberg, I know you're listening because you've been spying on me for years. I am making a formal request that your accelerator services for the freelance platform include tax and regulatory assistance. And please do not make me send my boss to have to ask you unpolitely. So now, the most important, the most attractive feature of all, of course, are monetization tools. Facebook is supposed to be integrating tools into this new platform, as I said, to help content creators make money. And the first tools that they're planning to start with are subscriptions. So apparently with this new platform, you'll have the ability to set up your website, your email newsletter, your groups, and you will be able to charge a subscription for people to be in this community. Now, a lot of media sources that have caught wind and have talked about this new Facebook platform when Facebook mentioned email newsletters and they mentioned subscription tools, those media sources, they're thinking this is going to be reminiscent of Substack. So if you don't know, Substack is a newsletter platform. And basically what it does is it allows people to create newsletters, and then you can send those newsletters out to your communities, to your subscribers, either for free or you can charge monthly subscriptions. And a growing number of journalists who had traditional jobs, who've gone independent, or freelance journalists, or just freelance writers in general who have a brand, that's what they're doing and that's where they are. They're on Substack and they have a subscriber community. So these tools that Facebook is now developing is supposed to be part of the Facebook Journalism Project. And if you caught the No Good podcast about Facebook versus Australia, then you're already aware that Facebook has committed to invest $1 billion over a 3-year period in news. Because allegedly Facebook is a major factor in destroying the news industry. But that's a conversation for another day. So of course, so far with this $1 billion commitment, Facebook has focused on major publishers. They've been cutting multi-million dollar deals, you know, with big names like Rupert Murdoch. But this is supposedly an effort to cut us little folks in. Or if you ask me, to cut in on what Facebook sees as our potential to make money. So Facebook said that a large part of this initiative is aimed at supporting independent local journalists who are often the lone voice covering a given community. And Campbell Brown, which is the vice president for global news partnerships at Facebook, was like, "We want to do more to support the independent journalists and experts who are building businesses and audiences online. We're exploring ways to help them benefit from the news products we've built, like Facebook News and subscriptions, while also building new tools to complement what journalists already find useful." But one thing you'll notice throughout Facebook's press release and statements and articles is how much Facebook's focused on the fact that this newsletter thing, it's already a thing. Like, writers, journalists, they're already doing this. It's already working. It's already a business model that people have going. For example, the press release starts out saying, "As writers, experts, and journalists publish more of their work independently, we're working to better support those efforts." Then later on, it goes on to say, "The independent creator space is growing." Yeah, the independent creator space is growing, but independent creators are not like a new phenomenon that are just coming to public awareness. I mean, writers, experts, and journalists have been publishing content and hustling and even using Facebook to push their work out for how many years now? Some creators have been using Facebook as part of their hustle for over a decade. So it's not like Facebook R&D department checked the data and are just like, "Oh my goodness, there are independent creators online." So personally, I think all of this, we want to support journalism and, you know, we want to help the small independent content creator. I think it's malarkey. A can of tuna. A steaming sack of bull. Oh, I went too far? I was just trying to illustrate. Okay. Sorry. It won't happen again. Not immediately. So anyway, in addition to Substack, which I already talked about, Substack is like the big dog in this newsletter subscription space. But Twitter has purchased a newsletter software platform called Review. Medium and LinkedIn both have newsletter capabilities. So, I mean, as I was saying, I believe Facebook is just trying to get in on a market that's hot and to stay relevant. Because what they're proposing, or at least how they've laid it out thus far, it's not like this is groundbreaking new territory that they're covering. They are basically bringing up the rear in this whole newsletter game and just putting a noble spin on it. Which, I mean, that's business. I'm not knocking that part. I'm just saying that there are people they've been hustling using Facebook for the same purposes that Facebook is outlining here for years and not getting a dime out of it. So now for Facebook to act like it's discovered a new trend and it's trying to help the little guys, the little gals out. I mean, please, you can spare us the story about your reverence for journalism and just invest that energy in creating the best freelance platform that you possibly can. As the New York Times said, quote, Mr. Zuckerberg noticed the growing trend of independent journalists monetizing their work and urged the team to make this new Facebook platform for freelancers a priority. Yes, once good old Zuck saw dollar signs among small creators, now small creators are a priority. Like I said, I'm not mad at any business that's trying to cash in where they can, but don't try to make it seem like your effort is more noble than all of the other efforts out there. You're just bringing another product to a market that already has products in that same realm. And Facebook's possibly could be better. Facebook's possibly could help a lot of people gain success. So once again, I'm not knocking it in that regard. So another caveat to keep in mind with this new platform is Facebook said it's going to start by partnering with a small subset of independent writers. So it's unclear whether that means that the partnerships are going to be limited to a small number or whether that means that the platform is just going to be limited to the people who have those Facebook partnerships. So we'll have to see when the platform launches whether it will even be open to everybody. It seems a little bizarre that you would invest all of this money into a platform and you would publicize that you're doing that, and then you would just limit it to a small group of people. But we have seen that from Facebook before. We see that with Instagram, even with their retail, their e-commerce tools. So it's not unheard of. So as I said, the platform doesn't have a name. What I've told you is basically what's known about the platform so far. And it's not known exactly when this product, this platform, will launch. But Facebook is reportedly trying to get this built and get it launched by this summer. So, yep, sometime mid-2021, that is when the new Facebook platform for freelance content creators is expected to be born. So now that that's on your radar, let me know what you think. Are you interested? Is this something you would consider doing? I know I wouldn't like to have my whole platform built on Facebook. Not to say that I wouldn't use some elements of it, maybe to create a subscription-based newsletter or something to that degree, or load in some content, but to have my website and my newsletter and just all of my things built on Facebook, no. That's not something that I would personally go for, because as you may already know, if you listen to the Sharecropping podcast, I don't believe in building your empire on someone else's property. So this whole idea of we have all of the tools you need and it'll all be integrated and it'll all be hooked into Facebook pages and Facebook news and all of these things, that's just, you know, Facebook overload to me. It's too dangerous, too risky. And as with most of these platforms, a lot of times when you're conducting any kind of business on them, they have most of the control. They have to say so. You know, they play around with their algorithms. They do all kinds of funny stuff, shadow ban you and just do all kinds of stuff. And me personally, I can't be going for all of that where, you know, I'm bending and bowing and at the mercy of what Facebook wants my outcome to be. No, but that's my personal opinion. I would like to hear what you guys think, how excited you are about this, whether you have any concerns, whether it's something you think about doing. Any of the things that you would like to say, you can go to nogoodwords.com and you can leave your thoughts on the show notes, or you can hit up any of the social media channels and we can get a conversation popping that way. So me and my co-host, we would like to thank you for listening as always. And if you would like to show us some love, the PayPal and Cash App details are wherever you found this podcast. Plus, you will be able to find them on the show notes on the site. As always, any and everything is appreciated. And so you can continue to get podcasts that keep you in the know, please subscribe on your favorite platform. Until next time, folks.